Congrats on a great track and field season. Wow, I had a feeling, you probably had a feeling, you and the rest of the guys, hey, if we can keep lowering times, bettering marks, and all, you know, on the track of the field, we can win this thing. And by gosh, it all came together at the right time, didn't it?
It did, yep. I guess we thought, like, we were thinking kind of, we knew we were going to be good this year, but by the time, like, districts and SPVA rolled around, we were like, oh man, we got a shot here if we can run our best marks at state.
And gosh, you win because your depth is so big in all those regular season meets, your conference, and it's great winning all those meets. But you, one of these days, you felt like, I'm sure, hey, we got to do it in districts and we got to do it at state.
Yep, that's exactly what we were thinking, because we had so many guys that were able to do stuff this year.
And so many guys stepped up for the 2 days. You know, you kind of got things kickstarted, those field events going early by, you know, winning the vault and everything. So, hey, a pat on the back for you to kind of get the ball rolling, huh?
Yep, thank you.
You went 14. I know you went, I think you went 14 during the regular season. I watched a little bit of that from across the press box and everything. Were there a few chances you could have went a little higher?
I went 14'1" at SPVA this year. And there was definitely, I think we had three or four track meets after that, and there was definitely times I think I definitely could have squeezed a few higher jumps in there, but I was just happy to pull out 14 at state, because that was my second time going that high.
Now, really, you're down to just kind of vaulting. I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not really doing much any other events. Am I right on that?
Nope. For track, it's just pole vault, yep. I guess my freshman year I ran the mile, but since then, like last year, all I did was vault, and this year, all I did was vault. So, just been focusing on that.
Do you miss some of those other events, or it's like, hey, I the vault takes a long time. It's time consuming. I'm just going to stick with this.
I'm just going to stick with vault. I don't really miss running much at all, but it was kind of fun to run every now and then. But I enjoy just focusing on the vault more.
You had a district to remember, that's for sure, with one venue and having to move it to another venue. That will be something you guys remember for a long time, isn't it?
It will. I guess I was privileged to not have to do anything in Ogallala. I got done in Grant before the rain hit, but like some of those other guys, like Easton ran his first race in Grant and then had to wait 5 or 6 hours before he ran his other events. That was tough. I think it shows kind of how our track team carries ourselves, because we didn't slow down once we got to Ogallala at all. We were all full steam.
You're probably thinking your lucky star is that you didn't have to vault and weather. That would have been next to impossible the way the rain was coming down. Is that right?
I beat the rain. The girls vault, they had some rain still, and that looked tough, because like jumping off the ground, there's always scared that you're going to slip when you're coming off the ground, or your handhold might lose grip on your pole and fall down, but I was just thankful to miss the rain.
End of the day, state track and field meet, to hoist that championship, get your picture taken out there in the field. I know, you know, a lot of folks have already left, but all the Chase County folks stuck around. That had been pretty special, huh?
It was really special. I just seeing, like, cause everyone was still there but when we were getting awarded, but, like, half an hour later, we were still taking pictures, and it was just pretty much Chase County field. It was just cool to see how many people came down to support us at the state meet.
Now, the question is, there's a lot of underclassmen on this team. Can you come back and you do it again next year?
It's not out of the question for sure. I'm savoring this one right now, but I think we all have very high hopes for next year.
Now, you and Easton just went not too long after state track, went to another you know, postseason or off-season meet, I guess, and competed there.
Yeah, we went down to Nebraska Wesleyan. It was just kind of a meet for fun, just to get out and run again. Because me and Easton both enjoy track so much. Like, even after state, it wasn't enough. We just wanted to keep going, I guess. But we went down there and just had fun.
Is this something you're going to be able to do, compete at some meets this summer?
I'm hoping so. There's a vault on the 4th of July in Seward, Nebraska. And I'm hoping, depending on what our baseball schedule is, that I can make it down there. It may be getting there a little bit.
So baseball going full goal right now. Are there a lot of track guys going that are playing baseball too?
Yep. Well, pretty much, I think everyone on our baseball team does track, except for maybe a few golfers. But a lot of us go straight to baseball after the track season gets over.
for you can't help but think about next year. I know you said savor this one for the moment, but you're going to be a senior, I think, next year, upperclassman. A lot of guys come back. How about in the vault, a mark? If you had to throw a mark out, where 15 feet, I don't know what your school record is, or if you've got it, or if it's higher. What's a mark throwing out right now you'd like to hit?
I've improved a foot and 7 inches every year since freshman year, so I'm hoping I can continue on that trend. Our school record's 15, so I have every intention to break that next year, and hopefully go even higher.
I know my talk with Carl at the end of the state track and field meet, you know, North Platte St. Pat's gave it a go as well. That had to have been really cool that you saw St. Pat's at a lot of meets, and that's a team that really pushed you guys a lot of meets, didn't they?
Yep, it's good to have a team like St. Pat's because they won Class D state last year and then moved up this year. It's good to have a team that's as good as they are pushing us.
College vault, are you thinking about that? Would you kind of leaning toward that right now for college if possible?
I would love to go vault in college. That is my plan right now, is to find a college to go vault at, because I just love the sport so much that I would like to continue it for another 4 years.
Yeah, there were a lot of college coaches at that state meet, and seeing what you did over there, I'm sure the mail's going to start coming, or mail or emails or whatever, phone calls, they're going to start coming more.
Yep, I hope so. I'm hoping for.
But anyway, savor the moment, and you know, the girl. We talked about the girls getting a lot of the glory last couple of years. They did well. What an overall track and field program! And hats off, boy, your coaches. You got a dynamite group of coaches, don't you?
We do. I'm privileged because I've had two really great pole vault coaches across my high school career. Both of them still help out, but and then just across all the events, we got like triple jump coaches, long jump coaches, high jump coaches, and just our head coaches too. They're all great. They're what make the program great, I think, to make it a fun time.
Turn to baseball. Baseball season going pretty good for you right now?
It's going pretty good so far. I play seniors only, but our juniors actually won a tournament they were at this weekend in Broken Bow. So that's been going good too.
Goes fast. I mean, that season, month of June, after June, early July, you're right in the postseason, getting ready for state already.
Yep. It really goes quick, especially this year when I'm not playing juniors anymore. Like, we're already halfway through the regular season. We'll be moving on to districts and state here pretty quick. We're hosting the junior state tournament here in Imperial, so that'll be cool to do.
How about when your senior season starts? Are you football, fall sports, get anything with that?
Nope. I'm just tracking baseball. I plan on just lifting and speed training and preparing for the next vault season.